So, you can get ready for this practice of Yoga Nidra. Make whatever adjustments you need to, so that your body can be as comfortable as you feel comfortable with. And begin to be aware, as you sit or lie there, of your position, the way your limbs are arranged in relation to each other, to your torso, to your spine. Be aware of where you are in the room, what your body is resting on, where other objects are within the room, the walls, the windows, doors, and so forth. Place yourself within the space which you inhabit at a physical level. And I'm going to suggest that you just allow yourself to be in the experience of Yoga Nidra, and that you are aware of being in the experience as parts of you become more and more comfortable, whether parts of body or mind, as they grow more comfortable, seem to float away from your consciousness to some degree, as you become more and more absorbed in the experience of the practice. So bring your awareness to the different parts of the body, guided by the sound of my voice. As each part is mentioned, notice it in your own way. Start with the right side, the thumb of the right hand, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, fingers and thumb together, palm, back of hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, side, waist, hip, front right thigh, back of thigh, knee, back of knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole, instep, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, all toes together, all of the right side, whole right side, left side, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, fingers and thumb together. Palm, back of hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, side, waist, hip, front, left thigh, back of thigh, knee, back of knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole, instep, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, all toes together. The whole left side, whole left side, whole right arm, whole left arm, whole right leg, whole left leg, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, length of spine, small of back, middle back, upper back, all of back of neck, back of head, top of head, forehead, right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, space between eyebrows, right eyelids, eyelashes, left eyelids, eyelashes, nose, tip of nose, right nostril, left nostril, right cheek, left cheek, right ear, upper lip, lower lip, lips together, chin, throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side of chest, left side of chest, center of chest, rib cage, diaphragm, navel, abdomen, groin, and your whole body. The whole body, whole body. Notice your body resting, supported on the ground. Notice your body breathing of its own accord, breathing in, breathing out, and breathing out more and more comfortably. Imagine, if you will, that you're sitting on a chair and you're barefoot, and very close to you, in front of you, is another chair facing you. On the floor between the chairs are two basins full of water. And you can put one foot into one basin, the other foot into the other basin. One basin has water which is very warm, the other water which is very cool. And experience the sensation of one foot in warm water and one foot in cool water. The intensity of those two opposite sensations. And in your imagination, change seats, and as you change seats, the feet change the basin in which they rest. The hot one is now cool, cool one now hot. And then, after having taken your feet out of the basins in your imagination and dried them, leave this. And imagine instead that you are, as it were, on a lawn in front of a wall, a very high, sturdy garden wall. And in the middle of a wall, in front of you, is a door. The door is locked. Very sturdy looking door. And you notice that you have a key in your hand, which somehow you know will be able to open this door. Only you can go into the space beyond. There's a garden there, a very special garden. You unlock the door, entering the garden. And it's very lovely in there. As you walk into the garden, feeling the ground beneath your feet and the air against your skin, hearing the different sounds, smelling the different fragrances, and just enjoying the wonderful ambience of this very special garden, this very safe place. And you can see ahead of you, over there, with some gardening tools, a wheelbarrow and so forth, and there's a patch of earth that's been prepared for planting. And from within your breast, you draw out a seed. It's a very special seed. A seed from your heart space. You can plant it into the soil. Bed it down nicely, water it as it needs. And then you can wander further within the garden to a place where you can rest, take your ease, knowing that the seed which you've planted in its own time will germinate and flourish and thrive and grow. Being in this place allows a feeling of nourishment, of nurture, being cherished. Just breathing in the air feels just right. And in this place in the garden where you rest now, admiring the view, enjoying the experience of being here, knowing the seed is doing what it needs to do. You can feel that all is as it should be. The seed which you've planted is taking hold and developing in the right way, at the right pace. In a moment, you can get up and wander back to where you planted the seed. And as you do so, you can see already how it's begun to grow and to flourish, little by little, more and more. And you can feel and see and sense how this is happening. What thing can grow from this seed? And how beautiful and how large it can be, what size it is now, and how it develops into its own existence. A part of you, apart from you, and always with you. Be in that space, knowing what you need to. And for now, it's time to leave this seed that you planted that's flourishing in its own way. So you take one last glance at it, knowing that you can come back when you need to, when you listen to this practice again, or when you practice through the nidra. And you leave the garden, the door closing securely behind you. And you come back here to this place, resting here, breathing here, aware that you're engaged in the practice of yoga nidra. And you can begin to externalize your awareness as you need to. You can begin to breathe more deeply. If you need to move for a little before you go into everyday awareness, then do so. Come back in your own way. Come back as much as you need to for right now.